For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi paid a courtesy call to Philippine President Benigno Aquino at the Presidential Palace in Manila on Tuesday. Earlier in the day, Wang met Philippine Foreign Affairs Secretary Albert Del Rosario. Wang's in the Philippines for a working visit that aims at improving Beijing's relations with Manila. The visit comes a week before Chinese President Xi Jinping's scheduled attendance at the 23rd APEC leaders' informal meeting in the capital of the Philippines. The China-Philippines relationship's been strained amid severe difficulties caused by disputes in the South China Sea in recent years. The foreign ministry says China's committed to resolving the issues with the Philippines through consultation and negotiation. The Chinese government's refuted a recent speech made by the U.S. Defense Secretary, stressing that China's a maintainer, builder, and contributor to the current international order. Ashton Carter reportedly said that China presents a challenge to the international order. In response to the speech, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei stressed that China unswervingly defends peace and stability in the Asia-Pacific region, as well as international justice. Hong says the current international order is based on the purpose and principles of the UN Charter and jointly established by the international community, which cannot be defined by any individual at his own will. Last week, Carter boarded an American aircraft carrier in the South China Sea to demonstrate the so-called commitment to freedom of navigation. Hong said the move posed serious damage to China's sovereignty and security while exacerbating tensions in the region. China's weather observatory has issued a mid-tier weather alert for smog in the country's north and northeast. The National Meteorological Center forecast moderate smog for Beijing, Tianjin, and parts of the neighboring provinces of Hebei, Henan, and Shandong through Wednesday. In the northeast, parts of Jilin and Heilongjiang provinces will also be shrouded by moderate smog, while Liaoning province will suffer from heavy smog. That smog is expected to be dispersed by a cold front a week from now. The disciplinary watchdog of the Communist Party of China has announced that Ai Baojun, vice mayor of Shanghai, is being investigated for suspected severe disciplinary violations. 55-year-old Ai is also the director of the Shanghai Free Trade Zone and a member of the Standing Committee of the CPC Shanghai Municipal Committee. He's served as Shanghai vice mayor since the end of 2007 and director of the Administrative Committee of the China-Shanghai Pilot Free Trade Zone since September of 2013. China General Nuclear Power Group has inked a memorandum of understanding with Romania's state-owned nuclear utility, Nuclear Electrica. The MOU focuses on the development, construction, operation, and decommission of No. 3 and No. 4 nuclear power units in Romania's Cernavoda nuclear plant. Installed capacity of the two power units will be no less than 720 megawatts each. The unit construction period is expected to be 88 months. Total investment for the project is estimated at $7.7 billion. A Chinese collector snapped up a Modigliani nude for $170 million in New York on Monday, setting a new world record price at auction for the Italian artist. The winning bid was made by telephone. The painting, entitled New Coucher, was created between 1917 and 1918. It caused scandal in the early 20th century art world for its bold depiction of a naked woman. The previous auction record for this artist was $70.7 million, established at Sotheby's in New York just a year ago for a carved stone head of a woman. British Prime Minister David Cameron's formally launched his bid to renegotiate Britain's membership in the European Union, setting out his four key demands for EU reform. Cameron's written to Donald Tusk, president of the European Council, to tell him of his demands. Cameron's also scheduled to deliver a speech on Tuesday to urge the EU to meet his demands ahead of an in-or-out referendum on Britain's membership in the EU. Director General level diplomats from South Korea and Japan will meet in Seoul on Wednesday to discuss Japan's wartime sex slavery of Korean women. The sex slaves, known as comfort women, were forced to serve in Japan's military brothels during World War II. The meeting comes about a week after South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe agreed to speed up talks on the issue. 9 rounds of diplomatic talks have been held for resolving the issue, but have failed to reach a resolution. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.